Father, we thank you this morning. We honor you. We bless you, for you are the Lord. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. Lord, we worship you. You are good. You are kind. We bless your name. We lift you up higher. Thank you, righteous Father. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Father, we bless you. We bow before you. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. Father, we bless your name. You are good unto us. We bless you. Lord, we lift you up. We bow down before you, Lord. Lord, we lift you up higher. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time, for this season in our lives. Lord, we bless your name. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 25th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. I stand in you. You are a day of blessing for me in the name of Jesus. I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I declare by the word of the Lord go before me into this day in the name of Jesus. The scripture says the fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy round about him. I set the fire of the Lord ahead of me this day in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Lord consume any form of evil that is programmed into this day in the name of Jesus. I declare today that the blessings of the Lord becomes my heritage in the name of Jesus. As I go today, the grace of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me and my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare surely the goodness and the blessings of the Lord is established in my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, this day, darkness has no place in me, for the light of God shines upon me. For his word says, even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory, his grace, his mercy shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, my seat is not in the corners of death, nor in the corners of regret, or in the corners of darkness, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. Therefore, I declare that the light of God shines over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the wings of God will bear me up far above crafty mountains, above the devices of the wickedness of men. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bear me up above the height of sorrow. In the name of Jesus, oh, today the Lord arise and deal with every darkness that is in my life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord remove from my path everything that threatens my existence. In the name of Jesus, I am positioned for God's blessing. I am positioned for God's provision. In the name of Jesus, this day I am shining forth, I am showing forth, and I am bringing forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, I will not be trapped in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, the evil of this day will have no place in my life. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is upon me. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that my portion, no man can take. My place, no man can steal. I am secured in glorious things. I am secured in the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the mercy of the Lord is upon my life. God is in the midst of me, and I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord gives me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, I declare every attack that is projected into my day, you will not survive. attack that is projected in my direction, you will not survive in the name of Jesus, because it is my heritage. It is part of my blessing. I live from victory to victory. No weapon that is formed against me will prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon my day. The joy of the Lord is my strength in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord for His mercy, for His grace, for His love over this nation. Thank the Lord for His mercy over Nigeria. I just want us to lift up our voices and bless the name of the Lord, for it is of the Lord's doing and not any man's doing. If it is left for the wickedness of men, this country will have been long gone, forgotten. But it is by the mercy of the Lord. Thank the Lord for His mercy, for His grace over this nation. And at the same time, I want you to lift up your voice that the Lord God, by His mercy, will intervene in Nigeria. That the Lord will arise and disappoint the enterprise of the wicked. That the Lord will disappoint the devices of wickedness in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will uphold the hands of those that are rising by His grace to defend, to fight for the will of God in this nation. That the Lord will strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare Your peace over Nigeria. We declare mercy over Nigeria. We declare, O God, that Your hand of grace be upon everyone in the name of Jesus. We send Your words of mercy, of grace, into every four corner of this nation, from the north to the south, from the west to the east. Father, we ask that Your mercy will flow in the name of Jesus. Lord, we send Your word to the den of the wicked. Father, that You will confuse their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Lord, that You will visit their tents, You will visit their camp, and Lord, You will confuse them. You will liberate Your people in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. People of God, let me greet you this morning. Merry Christmas. The blessings of this season will be upon your life in the name of Jesus. Today is 25th of December 2025, another Christmas, another time for us to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, I want to remind you important message that is behind Christmas. You know, today we have chosen today to celebrate the remembrance of Christ's incarnation, to celebrate the remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ being born among us. We have chosen this day to celebrate His coming for us. His birth is for us. God looked upon our affliction, looking for a way to bring us back to Him because of His love that is so great upon us. God loved us even before we even thought of Him, even before we thought of loving Him. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." For His love, for the love that God has for us, He gave us His only Son. For His love, Christ is given to us in His love to carry our burden, to carry that which has become shame and reproach upon our life. Of course, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." The summary of the gospel is found right here in this 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 12. God made Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to bear our sin, to come and walk among us, to live like we lived, to walk among us, carry our burden. He made Him to bear our sin. He made Him who knew no sin, His only begotten Son, who knew no sin, who has never committed a sin in His entire existence. If there is anything that we can put by existence on Him, because He is the beginning, He is there in the beginning of everything. But God, because of His love for me and you, made Him who knew no sin to bear my sin, to carry my sin, to carry my filth, to carry my burden. He made him who knew no sin, that I, through him now, will be redeemed from my sin, that I might become the righteousness of God, to carry the righteousness of God, because he made him that knows no sin to become a sin for me. And here is the message for man. Here is the message for this season of celebration. Jesus Christ was born, walked among us, experienced with us. He experienced what we experienced, carried our burden, bore our sorrow, bore our griefs. Then he was betrayed, beaten, and spat on by the very ones that he loved, by the very ones that he came to save. Yet he counted it not unto us for his sin, due to his great love. Oh, what manner of love is this, that a man would give himself for another? He still died for us, died for my sins, died for your sin. John 3:16, because out of his love he did all this. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Beloved, as you celebrate today, as you celebrate Christmas today, remember Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't just capitalize on the celebration, jumping around, eating and making merry. For every bite, for every drink, for whatever greeting, for every smile that you go through today, remember that your Lord and Savior made it possible for you to walk in the light of life. He gave himself to become the light of life for you. So celebrate his love today. And if you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to come back to him. He is God. Oh, how beautiful and how joyous will it be for the Lord Jesus to see you back in his fold, to see you among those that have recognized his lordship over their life. Salvation is available. It will give you peace and joy, peace that passes human understanding. The Lord will give it to you. Come unto him today and the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus, I bless you with the blessings of the Lord Jesus. Your day is blessed as you celebrate the birth of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord be upon your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Once again, Merry Christmas.